There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Wednesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. I have some interesting over-unders according to DraftKings. Very interesting. Have those for you coming up. Also, we have a numbers game to play. I have no idea what it is. I don't know what sport it's attached to, but Paulie has a numbers game. In fact, two numbers games coming up. Also, college basketball transfer portal. I saw where Caleb Love plays for North Carolina. I think he averaged 16 points a game. He's in the transfer portal. I'm thinking, no, you get in the transfer portal to go to North Carolina to play basketball. He's in the transfer portal to leave North Carolina.
Yeesh.
Yikes. That would be a bad sign. By the way, watched the McDonald's All-American game last night. A lot of fun. LeBron James' son, Bronny, had 5 3-pointers, 5 of 8 from the floor, 5 of 8 from three-point range. Got a nice-looking jump shot. And when you start to think about this, and I'm watching the game thinking about it, LeBron was there watching the game in Houston. And I'm thinking, LeBron says he wants to play at least one season with his son. Now, LeBron can hold up that end of the bargain by being LeBron, and he'll be able to play. But Bronny has to hold up his end of the bargain to be able to play in the NBA. So the pressure that's on this kid right now, he's got to go to college for 1 year, or the G League, or go to Australia, Europe, play there, and then be ready to play in the NBA. And he's a nice player. And he's not running the point. He's not DJ Wagner going to Kentucky. But he's a good player. If I said, hey, pick LeBron James' son out, you're not going to pick him. Maybe, you know, facially you might. But you're watching his game. It's nothing like LeBron's. He's got a really nice jump shot. And, yes, it's a better jump shot at this point in their careers than his dad. Which I always say, yeah, imagine if LeBron had a jump shot. He'd have 45,000 points, right, when it's all said and done. He doesn't have a jumper, but he did pretty well as the all-time leading scorer. But Bronny is a nice player. And maybe that's not being fair to him to say he's a nice player. But if I didn't know if it was his son, I would say, oh, man, that guy's got, you know, some good range. Nice lift on his jump shot. Nice form. But that's it. Nothing else. I think he's a nice player. And if I said Chris Duhon. Remember him? He was a combo guard at Duke. Good player. Played in the NBA. Could you see LeBron James' son sort of like Chris Duhon? Maybe Jay Williams. Jay Will. He's a mid-sized guard. It feels like every player in that game is about 6'7", a three, who shoot threes and, three and D. That's it. Everybody's sort of the same. But watching Bronny last night, I love his poise. He seems really mature on the floor, but there's a lot of pressure on him. And, he'll go to college and probably, be there for 6 months, whether it's Duke or Ohio State or Oregon. You could see that he's wearing Nikes. They were supposed to wear Adidas last night. Like, he's already like, nope. I'm on NIL payroll here. This is what I'm wearing. Yeah, Paul.
I watched a game last night, and every year in a McDonald's All-American game, I fall in love with someone. Like, oh, because I don't watch a ton of the highlights or the clips and stuff during the season. There's a kid named Isaiah Collier. If you know anything about high school basketball, I'm sure you know his name. I didn't. He's going to USC. Oh, man, yeah. That's a nice one out there for those fans.
Yeah, there's a few of these players that you're like, oh, okay, and then you're going to get to see them till, next April, and then that'll be it. Then they'll go to the NBA. Yes.
It's an interesting thing that social media has done because of it brings so much attention to high school players. But, I was going through lists of snubs. Like, I was shocked Mikey Williams wasn't on there. He was kind of the guy, at least in the way I was viewing it, the guy before Bronny got super famous. Mikey Williams was the dude. He's going to Memphis,
yeah.
I want to say. But he was snubbed at the All-American game, and it was like,
and I'm getting, maybe Bronny was shoehorned into the game. You could probably pick 60 players to play in the McDonald's All-American game. All right. So a little nepotism. Yeah, it happens in all walks of life. But Bronny played well last night, and that's the key. If you would watch him, and there are times when you'll see some of these kids who don't belong in those All-Star games. Like myself, when I was in an All-Star game, and I'm thinking, oh, these guys are really good. I shouldn't be out here. Coach, oh, I think my knee's acting up here. Like, I'm out there with grown men and realizing I wasn't ready for that.
Tweak the hammy a little
bit. Yeah.
That's a little stiffness.
Yeah, you know what? It was a Ben Simmons-type moment. Yeah, the back. Wait, what's wrong with your back? You didn't do anything out there. Yeah, I know. I should stretch a little bit. But Bronny belonged out there. Is he a great player? No. Is he a good player? Yes, he is a good player. Is he going to be the star of his team in college? I don't know that. I mean, he might be the Chris Paul type player, although he's an off guard. And he's not the point guard. Yes, Seton.
But right. Is he a great player? No, not yet. But he has to be given the opportunity to become great. Kobe wasn't great at 18 either.
No.
You have to give them a window of time to figure it out.
But we won't give him a window of time to figure it out. He's LeBron James' son, and people aren't going to be fair to him. But you're right. I mean, Kobe's one of the greatest players of all time, and he looked lost out there when he was 18 years of age. Even KG when he came in. These guys come in, and you're playing against grown men. But LeBron's saying, I want to play at least 1 year with my son. Now it's up to Bronny. Because LeBron will still be LeBron. He might not be great. He'll still be LeBron. Yeah, Marv.
And what if Bronny says, you know what? I'm having a really good time here. I'm making money. I like this team. Ooh. Maybe we get another guy in the transfer portal. Hey, and next year we can go to a Final Four for whatever school he goes to. And LeBron says, relax.
Whatever NIL he's making in college, he'll make that in the pros. Seton brought this up because Caitlin Clark is, a wonderful player and probably making some good money at Iowa. And she's the focal point of college basketball right now, the women's game. And if you go to the WNBA, why wouldn't those sponsors go with you? You'd still make that money. Your NIL would just transfer into the WNBA. Now, I know that she came on the show a couple of weeks ago and said, I'd love to stay. I've got one more year and maybe one more year after that. Yeah, Seton.
Yeah, I mean, some of her NIL deals are local, right? She has one with a chain of supermarkets through the Midwest.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does that change because she's not at Iowa anymore, even though she's an Iowa legend? I don't really know. But you would imagine being the face of college basketball, and then you think probably the face of the WNBA, that she would still be able to get endorsement money.
By the way, I got something for you here. Highest rated men's basketball game on ESPN this season. This is regular season. Duke and North Carolina, 2.8 million. Highest rated women's basketball game on ESPN this season. Now, this was in the tournament. It was Iowa and Louisville, 2.5 million people. Highest rated NBA game on ESPN this season. Regular season, Knicks Celtics, 2.1 million. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Seton, poll question for hour two, if you will.
I will, Dan. Let me update you on hour one. We put in there, if you could only add one rule to the NFL, the emergency third quarterback or review of roughing the passer,
okay.
82% have roughing the passer,
yeah.
Which makes a lot of sense because you see that way more than, oh, crap, we're down to our third quarterback.
But as Paulie said, you're probably looking at maybe five or six reviews each weekend for the entire NFL schedule. I'm fine with that. You know, it feels like when you get into these challenges, these reviews, and then it slows the game down. I don't think anybody goes, you know, the NFL, that game is slowed down. Boy, it takes forever for an when's the last time you complained that an NFL game was long? Or college football game, long? Baseball, man, they got to speed that thing up there. Commissioner of Major League Baseball, Segway, will join us coming up in an hour from now. It's time to play the numbers game. Which numbers game are we playing, Paulie?
Dan, this fun game is called Which Number Would You Pick? Let's say you're a rookie in the NFL and all you'll right. be the quarterback of a franchise
right.
and all numbers were available to you. Right. We've never done this before.
Right.
This is not numerology, but whatever you want to do. Which number would you pick to be a starting quarterback in the NFL and why? I will start with, I've given almost no advance notice on this. I'll go with start with me so everyone gets a chance to think.
Okay.
Weirdly, I would go with number 22 as the starting quarterback because it's kind of that college thing where some quarterbacks are in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember, Paul Crewe played by Burt Reynolds in the original mm-hmm. Longest Yard.
Okay.
My dad loved Burt Reynolds. I love Burt Reynolds. Fantastic American actor and great quarterback.
Mm.
I would go with number 22 at quarterback.
All right. Todd, what number would you go with?
Being born on the 10th month of the 10th day of 1969, and because I was a big Chris Chambliss fan back in the day who wore 10 at first base for the Yankees, I would go 10.
All right. Seton O'Connor.
I'd probably go 24. That's I was born on the 24th. Ricky Henderson's my favorite athlete. Probably do that.
All right. My high school jersey number.
Dan Patrick yes. also wore 24. My favorite basketball player wore
Hello.
24.
Hello.
I forgot that.
I'm in the transfer portal.
You've got some eligibility.
I do. I do have eligibility left. Marvin, how about you?
I go with 13. I was born on the 13th. Hmm. That was it.
Oh. I would probably take 12 just because of all the greats who've worn 12. Or 3. Just because I pretty much made my living on the basketball court with the 3, even though this is football. Three would be kind of badass.
Was Montana 3 at Notre Dame?
The
right.
Was he? Yes. Yes.
So was Ron Paulus.
Ooh.
Would he change his number to 40 because he's 4-0 in Super Bowls?
No, he would change it to 4.
I would change mine to 4-0 because I'm 4-0. Sorry.
Why do that to Joe Montana? What are you doing?
And I'm not really sure why I'm doing it as Napoleon Dynamite either.
I don't.
That's what makes it great.
Yeah.
Because I'm not being Joe Montana. I'm being someone talking about Joe Montana.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
It's like Fritzy's bad caller voice. Why don't you guys talk about that voice?
Yeah. Name 3 Astros. Yeah, I thought so.
I don't know how it feels to lose because I've never lost one.
Okay. Yeah, but now you're taking a quote from Joe
now
Montana.
He doesn't know how it feels to. That's why I'm 4-0. All right, sidebar.
Man, What happened with the back row? Like, you guys are
slamming your head. Voices.
That's right.
You're heavy on snark today. Melissa Snark.
Yeah. Hey now. Hey now.
Dave in Cincinnati. Dave, how are you today? What do you have?
Good, Dan. How are you doing?
Good, sir.
I have a comment on the issue of which NFL plays should be reviewed and which shouldn't.
Okay.
What I think the NFL should do is ask themselves, what is the purpose of reviewing these plays? And the answer is because you want to get the call right.
Yes.
And if you want to get the call right and you want the game determined by the play on the field rather than a missed call by an official, why would you not review every play? Now, I understand that there's the issue that it's going to maybe take longer in the game if you do that. But with this expedited review that they're doing, I don't think that would be an issue. I think most of these calls could be determined within 30 to 60 seconds.
Well, that's the problem, Dave. It's not instant replay. When's the last time we actually called it instant replay? Because it was supposed to be in an instant that we're going to get the results, and it's not. And you do want to get it right, but you can't review every play. If that's the case, now you're taking everything out of the officials' hands. Why even have officials? If everything's going to be reviewed, you just have the play, and then you have a group of people reviewing it, and they go, by the way, there was holding on that play, or there was pass interference on that play, or roughing the passer on that play. I think the NFL does a pretty good job with this, but I think roughing the passer, only from the standpoint of the defensive player, and no rule has actually been enacted that helps the defense. This at least, okay, give me a chance here to understand how to tackle a quarterback, hit a quarterback, and was that really that egregious? Did I rough the passer? And I think this would be beneficial for the defense, and I'd be all in favor of that. Yeah, Paul.
All right, I have a new replay rule that would up the tension and speed up the game in the NFL. Tell me if this is good or bad.
Why don't we take a break?
It's not that good.
Oh, it's not that good.
I don't know if it's teaseworthy.
It doesn't matter.
What if I also have a bad idea that I can do next segment?
Okay.
Bad idea Wednesday?
Yeah. I mean, when Mike Greenberg teases these things, it doesn't always pay off.
Oh, then mission accomplished.
Coming up next, two of the worst ideas you've ever heard.
And I'll give you over-unders. I got some wild over-unders in the NFL.
Hey, A-Rod.
I'm shocked at this. Oh, was I? No, I wasn't doing my Mike Greenberg. That was me doing that. Oh. Okay, I can try. You won't believe the over-unders.
Woo! Yeah!
Crazy.
Yeah!
And we'll
yeah!
tell you about the Cowboys' Woo! Win total.
Yes. Our Ryan is here. My gaff is here.
Woo!
J-E-T-S.
Rob Ninkovich is here.
Ninko.
Everybody's got a nickname. Yeah.
The Nink Man.
Yeah. Let's take a break here.
D-Graz, what do you got?
We'll be back right after this Dan Patrick Show. Man, I love that Traeger grill. And they've done it again. Last year it was the Timberline grill. Now they have the new Ironwood. Oh, my goodness. It's awesome. You elevate your grilling game. And, you know, they've got the super smoker, which to me, that's the sneaky sauce there. You're like, you put the super smoker on, and all of a sudden you go, oh, man, can you taste that and you smell that? Good stuff. And it's easy to, you know, to cook. It really is. You pretty much set it and forget it. The Wi-Fi technology, control what's going on the grill from your smartphone. The new Ironwood will have customization options to make it very easy. And make it your own. You'll be in control of your food with Traeger. And it's all about the wood pellets because the flavor is there, keeps all the moisture in. You never cook something that dries out on a Traeger grill. You don't. It's almost impossible to do that. Visit Traeger.com today. Learn more. And remember, use the code DPSHOW at checkout. You'll get free shipping on everything. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. and it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Your next great movie night is here. Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, Oscar nominated and streaming on Peacock. That is one impressive cat. By the way, during the commercial break, I went out and socialized with the backroom guys, as I always do. And Weeks, the cameraman, goes, you got some tires. I go, oh, they're here. You were expecting tires? I go, yeah. I ordered them from TireRack.com.
When did you order them?
Yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yesterday at 5 o'clock.
Wow.
I said, I need these Michelin tires for my car. And they're like, okay, we got it. And delivered this morning. Yes, Paul?
They fit all four of them in our mailbox, too. That's very impressive.
That's not true. All right. It's time to play Good Idea, Bad Idea. Pauly and Seton, or is it Good Idea, Dumb Idea?
Yes, hot new segment.
Okay, Good Idea, Dumb Idea. And Pauly is a veteran at this with dumb ideas. Seton has an idea as well.
I've got loads of dumb ideas,
all right,
too.
All right, so we're going. Pauly, you go first.
I actually like to go second here as the veteran.
Okay, you're going to defer.
I'm going to yield.
You're
going to
defer.
He won the coin flip earlier.
All right,
so
he elected to kick off.
My idea is not new. And it's something that we've talked about before, but I just really feel like I would love it to happen. Just make holding legal for offensive linemen. You get away from the whole, like, well, what about there was holding on this play, but there wasn't that? Just let them hold on every play. And part of the defense is, sorry, I know it's tough for you, but you have to get away from that dude's hands. Just don't let him hold you.
Okay.
I know it's easier said than done. Just make holding for linemen legal.
Okay. All right. We'll discuss that. Let's go to Paulie's.
I'm still soaking this in.
Okay.
All right. Here's my solution to replay in the NFL, both the delay that it takes and controversies around it. When there is a replay in the NFL, the refs have a total of, let's say, 45 seconds to do the replay. 60 seconds. I'll do 60 seconds. But they do it out in full view in the middle of the stadium. The refs confer. They look up at the Jumbotron, like we do, and they look at what they see up on the Jumbotron. So they're looking up. The fans are looking up. And whatever is on the Jumbotron is also simultaneously on your TV at home. So all three parties, the fans at home, fans in attendance, and the refs, see the same exact thing. And when they're done and the clock hits zero, the head referee turns and makes the call.
Feels like you're co-opting my idea from 2 weeks ago when I said, why don't we just get to watch what you watch? They're trying to do this with the XFL, I think, where they let you in. Why not just let us in?
This is not called good idea, bad idea, original idea. It's not in the game.
Okay. Good idea, dumb idea. Well, I like both of these ideas.
Which are you going to still take credit for Paul's idea if, or sorry, the idea that you're splitting, if it's voted a dumb idea?
Yeah. Because I think it's a great idea. Let us see what you see. Let's have, you know, I want to hear the home office going, oh, no, I think we missed that call.
So, but we don't see what they see?
No.
They have different camera angles?
They might not have as many cameras at their disposal, I think. Not every game has the same number of cameras. Yes, Paul?
I can confirm that. The replay person in the production truck, like for NBC Sports, is replaying what they think they were trying to show you. Now, that's probably the similar stuff that they're seeing back with the refs, but it's not exact.
But I want to hear what you're talking about. When you are conferring with the home office and you're going, all right, what'd you guys see? It's pass interference. He's got a hold of his jersey. Okay, let me see the angle there. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I see that. Marvin, I'll let you and Fritzy decide on good idea, dumb idea, starting with Paulie's idea. Marv?
I'm going to go dumb idea.
Oh, my God.
I respect that.
I don't. It's
Rest
a great
your idea.
Exactly.
Yeah, Marv, you must be new here.
Yes. Marvin.
I mean, it's the greatest idea ever.
No,
I mean,
no.
Forward pass,
okay,
then
why
this.
Why is it dumb?
Way too long of a pause.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
No, just say it.
He could be
matter.
Managing his words properly here.
I am. This might be a Debo moment.
It's okay. Paulie's not going to hold a grudge.
Or are you going to hold a grudge?
No. No, it's a great idea. They're just dumb people.
Dumb people consuming it.
Yes. Yeah.
With that, Marv, what do you think?
If you're not smart enough to understand what the brilliance here is, I'm taking you behind the curtain.
Oh, well, since you explained it that way, then yeah, it's a great idea.
All right, Todd.
I like the idea a lot. Let's move things along. Let's go with baseball's got the pitch clock. Let's keep it moving. 45 seconds. Everybody sees all the same
angles. Wait, but you're anti-pitch clock. 2 weeks ago, you were anti...
In baseball, I feel it's too much of an advantage for the pitcher. But I do like the idea of, in this football sense...
You just...
I don't think they're two of the same thing. I don't think they're exactly the same thing. I'm just saying if we could speed things up. And how many times, I'm sure refs get annoyed when broadcasts saying, how are they taking so long? We could so obviously see that was a pass interference. Why is it taking so long?
Seton O'Connor's idea. Good idea, dumb idea. Oh, Paulie?
I'd like to weigh in and say this is a really good idea because holding is going on every play. So let's stop calling it and taking back a 70-yard touchdown run where a hold by the right tackle on a run to the left had no effect on the play. And all it does is deprive us of good plays.
Of entertainment.
Yes.
Does anybody think that Seton's idea is a dumb idea? You allow holding by the offensive lineman on every single play. Yeah, Paul.
That said... Can we incorporate in our idea of mittens for offensive linemen so they can't grab as much? They can kind of grab.
So I've seen this floated as well. My problem with that is then they can't pick up a fumble.
Or be a tackle eligible.
You remove the gloves when you become eligible. Your gloves down.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
But that is going to give you a heads up on the defense.
Watching these gigantic dudes, though, try to pick up the ball with mittens on would be pretty hilarious.
Hey, they have a hard time even without mittens there.
Yeah, I'm not against the mitten proposal, the mitten addendum, as it were.
Okay, I'm fine with no holding calls. I'm good with that.
I mean, what? Just like you said, it happens on every play anyway. Wait, so what? You're going to take away a 70-yard touchdown run because some?
But does pass interference take place on every passing play? A
lot of contact there.
Yes, Marv.
There's nothing worse when you see your team get a big play and you see a flag.
Yeah, I know.
Like, look, they were holding the play before also.
Yeah.
Especially kickoff returns and punt returns. Whenever someone returns a kick or punt, you're always like, well, that's, where is it? Look around for the
flag. Okay, are you allowed to hold on kickoffs and punt returns?
Absolutely. We want more to
But when you see that umpire or the official, and you know that your guy's taking it back, and he throws that flag, and it's going in your direction, you're going, oh, damn, that's coming back.
You know what, though, guys? I'm sure all this stuff is really expensive, and as we know, economic uncertainty in the future. The NFL is cutting back, so I don't know that they have the money to do all of these proposals.
Okay.
Economic uncertainty, guys. Listen, $100 billion doesn't go as far as it used to.
Do we have NFL budget cuts?
There have been cutbacks.
Layoffs?
Like NFL Network is having layoffs and people's contracts not being renewed, similar to Disney and ESPN, which is upcoming probably today and tomorrow.
Well, the mothership, I think, is... Are people getting laid off at ESPN?
Yes. Disney is getting rid of 7,000 jobs with all their businesses, not just at ESPN.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Over under odds, this according to DraftKings, regular season wins. Who is right now, who is expected to have more wins this year? Over under, the Giants or the Jets? Marv?
Jets.
Okay. See?
Giants.
All right. Paulie?
Giants.
Todd?
Jets.
Giants at 8.5. Jets, 9.5.
Whoa!
Okay.
Look at you, Seacrest.
You curveballed us.
Yes, I did.
Assuming Aaron Rodgers goes to the Jets.
Over under wins Kansas City Chiefs, San Francisco 49ers. Marv?
Chiefs.
All right. Paulie?
Niners.
Todd?
Chiefs.
Seton?
Chiefs.
Both at 11.5.
Ooh, push.
Trick question. Trick question.
Hey, yes, it was.
You little stinker.
Yeah.
Unanswerable.
You are a stinker.
You little stinker.
You little stinker. Yeah, Paul.
You guys don't think that the Niners are going to run away this year? Cardinals don't seem threatening. Rams seem in a mild rebuild.
Well,
Seahawks.
Don't know about Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They improve their roster.
All right. How about this? Over under the LA Rams, Green Bay Packers. Todd?
I'm going to say the Packers will do better.
All right. Seton?
Los Angeles Rams of Anaheim.
All right. Marvin?
The Rams.
Paulie?
Packers.
Rams 7.5. Packers 7.5 wins.
Oh, you did it
again.
Yeah, I did it again.
Okay. Not answerable.
Okay. LA Chargers, Jacksonville Jaguars.
If it's a push again, we're going to revolt.
I'm not going to.
Going to be like Paris streets right now.
Okay. Todd?
I'm going to say, because of the division, I'm going to give a little edge to the Jaguars.
Oh, okay. Seton?
I'm going to say it should be the Jaguars, but it's going to be the Chargers because the media loves them.
Marv?
Jaguars.
No, I hate the Chargers from now on.
You should.
I have to.
You were so loyal to them for a long time.
I was. You know what? When you love a girlfriend and she doesn't love you back, eventually you realize that.
It's like you thought you could change her?
Yes.
It's like, no.
It's not you, it's me.
No, I can change them. I can change them.
Paulie?
I'm going Jaguars.
The Jaguars, 10.5 wins.
Hot.
Chargers, 9.5 wins.
Let's go.
All right. How about Buffalo Bills, Detroit Lions. Bloop. Todd?
Got to go Buffalo there.
All right. Seton?
Bills all day, all night.
All right. Marv?
Bills.
All right. Paulie?
Push.
Ooh.
Oh.
God, no, no, no.
Not a third one.
No.
I would have been so mad.
Bills, 10.5. Lions, 9.5.
Oh.
Let's see. Is there anything else in here?
Why is this fun? I don't know why this is fun.
I don't know. Did I do the Cowboys?
You're obligated to.
Cowboys, and I think I already did that. Didn't I do the Cowboys? Mm-hmm. Oh, did I not do the Cowboys? All right. Let's see.
Versus LeBron.
Yes.
Cowboys or the Raiders?
Cowboys, Eagles.
What?
Over under. Marv?
Eagles.
Okay. Todd?
Eagles.
Seton?
Eagles.
Paulie?
Eagles by 0.5.
Eagles 10.5. Cowboys 9.5. 9.5. Yeah.
Eagles won 14 last year.
I know.
They lost a couple guys.
Right now it's the Niners and the Chiefs at 11.5. Here's one for you. What do you think the over-under is for the Patriots who are not interested in Lamar Jackson? Marv?
7.5.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
Wow, there you go.
They don't have the worst team in the NFL. These are the only ones that Picture Day Ray gave me. Maybe we could find the rest of them on DraftKings, but that's interesting. Jets at 9.5. Jets and the Cowboys at Chargers, 9.5. Lions at 9.5. Ravens, by the way. Oh, okay. Didn't do this one. Over, under your Baltimore Ravens. Todd?
8.5.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. Oh!
Almost said 9.5, but I don't know this whole Lamar situation.
Yeah, Paulie.
Here's my favorite way too early storyline for next year. Let's say the Arizona Cardinals, they were 4-13 last year. They're expected to make the playoffs last year.
Mm.
They're 4-13. They disappointed. If things get worse out there and they have a top three draft pick next year, dun, dun, duh, with the quarterback class next year, that's going to be a really interesting situation.
Well, can you get out of the contract? And also, is Kyler Murray the reason why you're not playing well? It's not a good roster.
He'd get credit if they're playing great. You know what I mean? When they were like, what, 8-1?
You just can't get out from underneath these contracts. That's the problem. I never would have given him that money. I would have made him wait. I'd wait another year. See, this is the other thing with Lamar that's frustrating. If he had signed this contract 2 years ago, so now you're already in that, and you're going to be more than halfway through it. You're going to be 28, and then you get the new contract. Or you renegotiate. But, and I know things have changed because of Deshaun Watson, and they were going to give him $130 million. It was a $250 million deal. 130 guaranteed. 5 years, $250 million. Okay, 130 guaranteed, and that was commensurate to what Josh Allen was getting, I believe. Patrick Mahomes' contract is not fully guaranteed. And I wonder what Joe Burrow asked for, and Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts. What can you ask for that it doesn't put you in this position where Lamar Jackson is? And that's no man's land. Yeah, Paul.
I was just looking at other teams for Lamar Jackson. Detroit Lions have draft picks. They have a good quarterback and an up-and-coming roster.
Mm-hmm.
But Jared Goff, I don't know if people believe in him. It's like they partially believe in him. If you were the Lions, would you consider it?
No. I think they got something really good going on.
Good, but it could be really great going on.
No. I think the path that they're headed, Goff played well. Dan Campbell is looking for certain players there. I didn't understand the Jamal Williams thing. He had a damn good year. Yeah, Paul.
The Lions have two first-round draft picks. They have the 6th from the Rams and the 18th. If they could give up the 18th and a pick next year and keep their 6th, imagine that. Like, you still have that bonus pick you got with the Matthew Stafford trade that all of a sudden is the 6th when it should be like the 26th pick. But the Rams tanked it this year.
I know, but that's so valuable. If I'm the Lions, you have a blueprint. Stay with the blueprint for better or for worse.
You have cap room and avenue.
But Jared Goff's numbers were great last year.
Very good.
The Colts, to me, need Lamar Jackson. Atlanta's going with Desmond Ridder. I don't believe that right now. It's like the Commanders are going with Sam Howell. I don't believe that right now. But they did bring in Jacoby Brissett, which when they did that, I thought, okay, maybe they aren't going after Lamar. But it just feels like some of these teams, the Patriots, absolutely, the Falcons should, the Colts should. Those would be my three teams to be like, do it. Especially the Patriots. You're going to be boring this year. Okay, maybe you get 9 wins. Maybe you squeak into the playoffs. Bill Belichick is not, going to continue to coach if you're squeaking into the post. He's already now looking back on what he did for 25 years. He never does that because maybe there's nothing really to talk about moving forward. Hey, why should we believe that this is going to get better? Well, just look at the last 25 years. I mean, that's scoreboard for Bill, but it's so out of character for him. Because I don't think he believes what he has is going to be threatening. Lamar Jackson would rejuvenate Bill Belichick. He would be like, oh my God, look at what I can do here. And I don't think he's sold on Mac Jones or Bailey Zappi. Yes, Eden.
How many times in the last 25 years, though, has he really been criticized or questioned about, does this dude really know what he's doing? Really just the last couple of years, it feels like.
Yeah, since...
This is all new.
Since Tom left. And they brought in Cam Newton. I mean, they don't have any star power whatsoever. You know what? I have all the over-unders here. I got one... let me take a break. I'll come back. I got the bottom feeders here. We'll have that for you. And your phone calls. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred at the top of the hour. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Last night, PJ Washington scored 43 points, helping the Hornets beat the Thunder. Washington is the 54th different player to score at least 40 points in a game this season. Those are the most in a season in the last 60 years.
Stat of the day.
Here comes that stat of the day. All right, I've been giving you over-unders according to DraftKings. The worst team in the NFL this year, according to DraftKings, over-under. Todd?
Texans were the first team that came to mind.
All right, Seton O'Connor.
Man, Texans was a good guess. I was going to... Can I throw in the Bears?
The Bears. You can. Marv?
I'm going to say Cardinals.
Cardinals? Paulie?
It's not a tie, is it? I'm going to go with Texans.
It's a tie.
Texans Colts?
Texans Cardinals.
Oh, whoa. Look at you, Marvelous.
5.5.
Go ahead, lad.
5.5. Let's see.
Where are the Bears on there, just for my own?
Okay, if I said who is going to have more wins, the over-under here. Colts, Bears. Colts, Bears, who's expected to have more wins this year? Todd?
Chicago Bears.
All right. Seton O'Connor?
Well, I guess the Bears.
All right.
Bears.
All right, Paulie?
Colts through the division.
All right. The Colts at 6.5 wins. The Bears at 7.5.
Seven and a half wins?
Yes. Let's go.
This season? In one season?
Yes.
They're going to have
at least 7 wins. Okay.
From Chicago.
How about this? The Tennessee Titans, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Todd?
I'm going to say the Bucs.
All right. Seton?
They don't believe in Baker Mayfield.
Okay. You're going Titans.
Yeah.
Marv?
Titans.
All right. Paulie?
Titans regular season, yeah.
Titans, 7.5. Buccaneers, 6.5. Mm. Mm-hmm. How about Chicago Bears, Washington Commanders? Paulie?
Commanders at 8.
All right. Marv?
Commanders.
Seton?
Got to be Commanders.
All right. Todd?
I'm going to take the Bears.
It's a push. It's 7.5 wins. The Bears and the Commanders, 7.5 wins. That was a fun game. Well, I think.
I had the Lamar Jackson odds game.
Oh, okay. Odds of where he's going to end up.
As of this morning, Lamar Jackson's next team odds.
Okay.
There are, I'd say, 5 teams really in play, that odds-wise.
Okay.
Who is the number one? Or... And name any of the teams in
the
top.
I'll go Ravens.
I don't have the Ravens in the top 6.
Oh, he's not going to play for the Ravens this year?
Let me see. They're not a next team if he doesn't become a Raven.
I'm going to say.
There are 6 teams in play.
I'll say the Colts.
The Colts are the number one odds, plus 250.
Bloop, bloop.
Atlanta Falcons. New England Patriots,
yep.
Washington Commanders,
yep.
Miami Dolphins at plus 850.
Ooh.
And the Detroit Lions at plus 900.
Okay. All right. So the Lions are in there. Todd, how many wins for your Denver Broncos this year? Over, under?
I'm going to go optimistically with 9.5.
All right. It's 8.5.
Okay.
8.5 wins.
That's probably more realistic.
But yes, it is.
I'll give him an extra one with Sean Payton involved.
There's a LeBron James movie that's coming out. And Marv, have you seen the trailer on this?
I have. The trailer came out yesterday. And LeBron said, hey, MJ, top this.
No, he did not say that.
He didn't?
I don't think so.
Well, in my story, he definitely said it.
Well, this is going to be on Peacock, and it comes out June 2nd. A little NBA Finals time there. Timing it down. What if he's not there? So this is about his high school days. But I don't know anything else about this.
And Michael Jordan, I have another movie coming out, too. I have another one coming out, too. This time it's just about my high school.
Getting cut from my high school.
Yeah, I have another one coming out.
Oh, boy.
It's about him and his teammates.
Yes.
Going to high school together and playing ball. And he said, MJ, top this.
But you know what? We talk about Ja Morant, and you need to get away from your boys there. You know, sometimes they can be a bad influence. LeBron took all of his friends, his teammates, and they're with him. I remember we met him at the ESPYs. And you had Gulliver and the Lilliputians here. They're all about 5'9", and they all were wearing tan suits.
It looked like Rain Man with three extra dudes.
Yeah, everybody had the same outfit on. You're like, okay. Like Goodfellas. You know, everybody's wearing the same outfit there. And LeBron has brought these guys. I mean, he's in business with them, and they've all done well, and he certainly has. Yeah, Marv.
Look, one of them is about to marry Adele.
Is that right?
Chris. No. Paul.
Rich Paul.
Rich Paul.
Yep.
But they're going out. They've been going out for
He's
a while.
He's going to be richer Paul when they get married.
Wealthy Paul.
I love Adele. I just don't want her heart broken again. Hello.
Could have had it all.
Hello. The commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred, will join us coming up at the top of the hour. 2 hours in the books. One more to go. Todd, Seton, Marv, Paulie, and yours truly, Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.